To open the base chakra, we make a hissing sound, and this is another very powerful kabbalistic vibration, more than people would think. I mean, it's a consonant, you know, and it doesn't really, you don't really feel it, but as you progress, you will see what you will understand and feel how it opens you. It's more powerful than you think it is, and all you do is to open your base chakra. Again, it helps to drop your chin to your chest after you've inhaled, and here's for the opening the base chakra. It's kind of like a snake, and the serpent and snake has always been a very sacred ancient symbol, especially in Satanism. Satan is symbolized by the serpent, and the Kundalini serpent is what that is. And opening the base last is important, because you don't want to open it first, because if some of your other chakras are blocked, the Kundalini won't have a clear ascent. So it's important to open from the top down, as the Necronomicon tells us. And yes, the Necronomicon is real. It was not invented by H.P. Lovecraft. It goes back to 1586 and even the 7th century CE. You do a little studying on it,